Apparently, I would say very little attention has gone down since the opening of Parliament. But instead of having to work on the program of doing the budget for the elections and maybe removing other impediments that were there before, so maybe if we could have another coalition, there seems to be now dilly-dallying from the other side. That is the part of the opposition, together with the LCD faction, are now trying to play some game that we cannot even explain. They have just made a motion in Parliament, in the National Assembly, where they wanted to put a motion to say they want to remove the prorogation from the Constitution. And mind you, this is being done by other people who have not even a single vote from the constituency in the Parliament. These gentlemen are just being used maybe to test the power of the people on the other side, which is LCD, which is still the member of the coalition, but not in good terms, of course, with Mr. Thabane, who is the prime minister, and his other coalition, BNP gentlemen, Chief Priscilla Masribana. That has really brought some uneasiness again in our political fraternity. Now, number two, we still have a very big problem with the Tamudi guy, who is the lieutenant general. You remember after that facilitation agreement, there was another security accord that was signed by all the general, the police and the army, but he's refusing now to comply. It looks like he doesn't want to go on this lead that they were supposed to go to.
As a chief whip of the Senate and as a traditional ruler in Lesotho, have you made any efforts to the mediator, in this case, Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa, to come back or possibly to come and address some of these security challenges that you talked about?
Well, he has been here yesterday and the day before yesterday, trying to call them into order. We hope things will prevail better after his left.
So how are Basotho reacting to this new form of tension following what some people say is an infringement of the Maseru agreement that was signed, that only certain measures need to be taken in Parliament before the elections?
Yeah, it brings a lot of confusion to people. And, of course, it very makes the situation to remain very combustible. You really do not know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow.
What is the next step forward, since it appears that the Maseru Accord that was signed between all political parties that have registered with the Electoral Commission are not being adhered in Parliament?
You see, the issue of going to election has never really come home to most of the people. They are not very comfortable with it. So they are trying to dilly-dally or maybe even cause the whole agreement to collapse. We don't know what is their timing or what is their, maybe what they are looking at after it has totally collapsed. But that will be very unfortunate for the Lesotho and Basotho, with such a trivial economy that we have and so little power of Lesotho on its own. Its own economy totally depends on South Africa. And then we never really listen to what South Africa has tried to bring. That is to say, the whole of SADC, the regional body, it will be very, very disappointed if something, because there are lots of people who are politicians, but who are really behaving in a very childish manner.